This is The Complete Stoicism Collection, a modern translation of their philosophy, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, Letters from a Stoic by Seneca, The Discourses by Epictetus, and all other Stoic works. Written by Marcus Aurelius, Lucius Seneca, and Epictetus. Translated by Eric Zeng. Narrated by Eric Zeng. Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. 1. Biography of Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, one of history's most revered philosopher emperors, was born on April 26, 121 AD, in Rome. His birth name was Marcus Annius Verus, reflecting his noble lineage. The Annie Verus family was well established and influential within the Roman aristocracy, known for their wealth and connections to the imperial court. Marcus's father, Annius Verus, held the esteemed position of a praetor, a senior official in the Roman Republic, but he passed away when Marcus was only 3 years old. Raised primarily by his grandfather, Marcus Annius Verus, a revered figure in Roman society, young Marcus was imbued with a sense of duty and moral fortitude from an early age. His upbringing was characterized by the highest standards of Roman education, emphasizing rhetoric and philosophy, the cornerstones of intellectual development in the ancient world. This background laid the foundation for his later philosophical pursuits and writings. Marcus was betrothed at a young age to the daughter of Lucius Aelius Caesar, the first adopted heir of Emperor Hadrian, aligning him closely with the line of succession. Rise to power and role as Roman emperor. Marcus Aurelius's path to power was paved by the foresight of Emperor Hadrian, who saw potential in the young nobleman. After the death of Aelius Caesar, Hadrian adopted Antoninus Pius as his successor, with the condition that Antoninus would, in turn, adopt Marcus and Lucius Verus, the son of Aelius Caesar. This arrangement placed Marcus directly in line for the imperial throne. In 138 AD, upon Hadrian's death, Antoninus Pius ascended to the throne and took on the role of a mentor and father figure to Marcus. Marcus's political and philosophical education continued under Antoninus's guidance, preparing him for future leadership. During this period, he became deeply engaged with Stoic philosophy, profoundly influencing his thinking and governance approach. Marcus's reign as emperor began in 161 AD, following Antoninus Pius's death. Uniquely, he shared this role with his adoptive brother, Lucius Verus, marking the first instance of co-emperors in Roman history. However, Marcus was recognized as the senior partner, entrusted with greater authority and responsibilities. His reign was marked by a series of military conflicts, most notably the Marcomannic Wars against Germanic tribes along the Danube frontier and the Parthian War in the east. Despite these challenges, Marcus remained committed to the principles of Stoicism, which emphasized rationality, self-control, and the importance of duty. As emperor, Marcus Aurelius strove to balance his philosophical ideals with the demands of leadership. His writings, now known as the Meditations, reflect his internal struggles and dedication to self-improvement amidst the pressures of ruling a vast empire. The text offers timeless wisdom on resilience, virtue, and the human condition, making it as relevant today as it was in antiquity. Marcus Aurelius passed away in 180 AD, leaving a legacy as both a philosopher and a ruler who sought to harmonize the complexities of power with the pursuit of ethical living. His life and works continue to inspire those who seek to navigate the challenges of modern life with wisdom and integrity. Historical context. The Roman Empire during the reign of Marcus Aurelius
Sample complete. Ready to continue?